is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 408. Maximum Climax Fun Time, yay! This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
And welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
Well, that's just wonderful.
How are you?
I'm phenomenal. I got drink in my cup, and we're going to live play through a game that I've been dying to play for.
You mean you purposely bought this console just for this game?
Yes, I bought this console just to play this game. So I'm like even more than stoked. I don't know what the word is.
Stoked? As in more stoked?
No, I don't think it's more stoked.
More stoked?
Because that sounds kind of just wrong.
Because I'm a mer-stroke it?
Yeah, because that, yeah, see that.
It sounds like a dirty Pokemon. Mer-stroke, mer-stroke.
What would that evolve into?
I don't...
McLovin?
No. Because if you're already stroking, what's more intense than stroking? Let's not talk about that right now.
You know what? Let's not. What we will talk about is this video game that we've been looking forward to playing forever.
Forever!
And now it's here.
And for everyone to enjoy.
For all peoples of all things.
And just when you thought you'd have to play one on one console and one on the other, no, we... Wii U was nice enough to give you the first game.
Yeah, I guess we'll stop being about the bush. We're going to talk about Bayonetta 2.
Bayonetta!
And really, we're just going to talk about Bayonetta in general.
Bayonetta sandwich!
Because Nintendo released the game a little early. It was originally slated for October 28th release.
So this week.
Correct.
It would have come out.
It came out last week.
Saw a dip in their numbers, and they thought, if we release it early, we'll get some money earlier.
I don't know about that. I think it was just kind of like one of those things where Platinum Games was getting maybe not the best press in the world about The Legend of Korra game.
You mean the one that shows a trailer that shows no gameplay whatsoever?
Maybe that one. And thought, hey, you know, it would be smart for us to put out the thing that's really going to, like, remind people why Platinum Games is amazing. So let's do this. And then maybe they'll give Korra a chance. So it came out early.
Give Korra a chance.
And for a bunch of people who were lucky enough to pre-order their games from GameStop, they were able to pick them up on the new release date. For those of us who maybe pre-ordered through, a website like maybe
Amazon.
Amazon.com, we'll still be getting our games on their original release date, which will be the 28th.
That sucks balls.
So,
but that means something good for you.
Correct.
You listeners.
In order for us to do this playthrough now, because you don't think that I was going to wait until Tuesday to get my hands on Bayonetta, I went out and I got a copy, which means I've got a copy coming in.
That we don't need because I don't have a Wii U.
Which means I've got a copy of Bayonetta 2 to give away.
To you. See, get it? To you. To
see what you did there?
To you.
So make sure, if you're not following us already on Twitter and Facebook, that you are, because we're all going to announce our Bayonetta 2 giveaway. And what you have to do, it's going to be retweet a message to win and get a free copy of Bayonetta 2 for the Wii U. This was up. So with that said, we are going to dive into Bayonetta 2. I'm going to pop on my audio here. Because we've already got the Wii U lined up. Now, this, like all of our Let's Plays, Wii Plays, whatever the hell we're calling this, Esh Plays,
Wii Plays together.
The thing where we do where we play a
Let's
game
play
live.
Let's play together.
Sure.
Let's play together.
All right, that's what we're going to call these things. So, we're going to do this live, so we just put the game into the Wii U system. I'm going to go ahead and tap to turn this sucker on. It's been a long time since I've tapped this.
And we're playing with the gamepad today. We're not playing with the controller.
We are. So we'll see how that works. Because, hey, it's a Wii U game, so it should play very well with the gamepad. I have to accept the Nintendo new network stuff because
it updated. Now there's an and A where there should have been an AM.
I haven't touched this in a while. So.
Look at that ass, though.
Bayonetta's always had a nice ass, though.
I know, but that ass, though.
I mean, it's a nice ass, though.
Like, not to be sexist enough.
No, I mean, you mean sexy. It's a nice ass. So, one of the things about Bayonetta that I think, like, we've talked about before was that people had a big hubbub about her having her hair short in the game, and I didn't think
because
it was a problem.
Because she went from her long, long, dramatic black hair to a black pixie cut.
Yeah.
To all those girls who have been perfecting their Bayonetta costumes this last year were like, no!
That's okay. Just get a wig, girl. Just get a wig. And if you weren't doing it with a wig before, do it with a wig now.
But so, not everybody can carry off a pixie haircut.
Yeah, but if you're Bayonetta, if you're cosplaying as Bayonetta,
you need to be able to do both.
It.
Yeah, you should be able to do anything.
Because
I mean,
not
she's
a,
naked at all. She's
exactly.
practically
it's,
naked.
It's so it's... And most of the cosplayers I saw doing Bayonetta were doing Bayonetta with wigs. It wasn't their natural hair.
Platinum Games!
Alright, so the intro movie is running because we were running our mouths here and I didn't press the button to start. It looks great, the FMV.
I mean, we're getting the good versus evil, angels versus demon, a mountain, and some thing with a
and
face
I
mask.
And I still attest that the angels are actually evil. And that the demons are not necessarily...
I mean, I actually kind of...
Oh, that's nice, like... All right, though well, there's an introduction to Bayonetta's crotch. Ladies and gentlemen, Bayonetta. That was a really nice slice.
No, yeah. I like that they're playing an homage to the beginning sequence of Bayonetta 1 by having a fight on a broken down church.
Yep.
In the air. That's a great homage to
and
the
I,
first game.
It is. And I think that it's also really interesting to see just how stylized her shoes are. Because we're already being treated to a transformation where... she launches into one of her super attacks and has fired a bunch of bullets in the shape of a heart and an angel.
Whoever she's fighting is able to fight.
To use witch time.
Or slow down time.
Or something similar to witch time. Alright. So, summons look just as badass and detailed as before.
And we've seen that monster that angel guy... Angel person, because we don't know if it's male or
yeah,
female.
Yeah, we fought him in the broken down church.
Yep. And now we have random hip hop kid.
All right. Bayonetta. Let's
Wait,
do this.
But she didn't say two.
She doesn't have to say two. We know it's two. It says two right on the top. Now, one of the things that's really cool, at least that I think is really cool, is that when you buy Bayonetta 2, you get a.
Copy of Bayonetta 1
that's been optimized for the Wii U. And I do believe that the quality of that has actually been upped so that it runs flawlessly on the Wii U. I will definitely let you know once I get through 2 if that is the case, because I gotta play 2. I've played 1, I've replayed 1 so many times.
Me too!
That I really just wanted to jump into 1 today. So,
let's see.
Now, there's some other play modes that are in the game that I want to talk about really quickly before we jump in. But one thing that is new to Bayonetta is that you have a version called Tag Climax, which lets you play co-op online with another player. You can't use touch controls when you play this, but it does allow you to go through the game playing with another person across the interwebs. Score Wii U.
Oh, so if I got one and magically got a Wii U, we could play this together.
We could. Then, you can see you have just your regular story mode. There's some options that you have. You can see all the Umbreon Tears of Blood that you've collected. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump into story.
And we're starting with the end.
You know, I mean, because really, where else
we're
do you begin?
We're Tarantinoing this shit. We're starting at the end and going backwards to the beginning.
Correct. So let's line it up.
Sorry, I think she should be saying two. What? Oh,
all right.
So we've got difficulty here of first climax, second climax, or a third climax.
Yep, so first climax, that's for your casual players, people who aren't familiar working with Bayonetta or an action game of that type.
Second climax is for us regulars who have played this game and know what we're getting into, and third is for those overachievers who just want more.
Yep. Now, for the purpose of this walkthrough, we're going to go ahead and use this on first climax so we can get through a bigger chunk of the story. But when I actually play this game for me, I'll be playing on second climax. So, First climax selected. And now we're being asked to perform stylish actions all with the simple tap of a button for automatic mode. Yes or no? Guess what? Again, for the purposes of this, we're going to say yes here. Which means when we are doing our stylish climactic things, it's brought down to a single button as opposed to a combo button. All right. So next I've got the unequip the immortal marionette on the subscreen to end automatic mode. So it's letting me know I can turn that off anytime
you want.
Fantastic. Next screen. By the way, it's so hard to not hit the B button because I expect that's where X is. I've been doing that so much on my PlayStation because I've been playing a lot of Destiny.
I see that we have a loading screen very similar to the one from Bayonetta where we've got runes of some type just floating around.
Yes.
But she's not in it to practice moves because that's what...
Because we haven't started it yet. But you can actually move through the space in 3D.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So, more than likely, once we actually get into the game and we've...
During those loading screens, you'll be able to do that.
We'll still be able to work on combos.
In the universe of light and dark, where perception is reality. That sounds familiar.
Really? We've got the moon. It's a crescent moon.
Sailor Moon!
No, not Sailor Moon.
Okay.
Not Sailor Moon. Alright, we start at Bayonetta's chest and we go down through the crotch, around the butt. Back up, around, and down.
Somebody else with their crotch?
Yep.
Maybe it's Jean.
It might be Jean, because it's definitely an Umbran witch costume. Alright, I've got control of Bayonetta here. Didn't know that I had control of Bayonetta yet. I thought that
was pretty... flawlessly seamed in.
Thank you. It was. Like, I thought it was an FMV, but... I'm actually controlling Bayonetta right now.
Oh, I feel bad because I'm not reading the words because I'm watching you.
Watching me go through these things. I know you can't look away.
You can't.
Like I should be looking at the words as well, but I can't.
Feel like we're missing story.
Because I'm like, nope. I'm taking things to task here. I'm doing splits and shit. All right,
so there's three worlds.
Ooh, air attack. What's up? I'm hitting buttons. I don't even know what I'm hitting. I'm just going back and forth between these two buttons right now, and shit is getting hectic. I like it.
Let's see.
And I do have my
basic position. Three worlds. They need rulers. The one who decided to be all chaotic.
I'm flying to the sky, beating shit up.
Oh my god, you have a mecha now?
I have a mecha. I'm Bay of Mecha right now. I just want you to know I am Bay of Mecha.
I have no idea what's going on.
In love with my Bay of Mecha.
All right.
Yep.
So someone who decided to control all chaos and is checking out the world, and apparently he's not liking what's happening. And those visions became. Wow, he's pretty powerful.
Yeah. Aces eyes
were truly the eyes that create. Wait, but aren't you an eye?
I think I might be. Aw, that's so nice of him to pity us.
The eyes, the left and right eyes. And you're the right eye.
Yeah. So, I'm the eye of light.
Wait, are you the eye of light or are you darkness?
I think I'm the one of light. Because I was born of true love. Well, a belief in true love.
We assume so. We hope so.
Oh, that's a very big sword. Oh, hey, what's up? Oh, I should have dodged out of the way. I don't know how to dodge, though. That's what's up. Dodge. Did I dodge that? I don't think I dodged that. So I'm just hitting buttons because
so if
no
you are the right eye, we don't know who the left eye is.
No, we don't know who the left eye is. Oh, that was a nice one. I have a feeling that I'm not going to like that. Well, right now there's no health bar, so I can just keep taking it to this thing.
Because this is exposition. You're not going to die here.
It would be great, though, if I had some button knowledge. Because right now I'm just button mashing. And because I'm button mashing, I'm not really getting any of the story because I'm just button mashing. So I'm just trusting what you're telling me. There's some shit going on. I should know about the shit.
Talk about Ace, and that might be the other eye.
It's possible.
But I feel like you must be the Eye of Darkness.
Because why am I the Eye of Darkness?
I imagine that the angels would be... Whoever the angel representative would be a freaking...
Cheeky.
All right, Lumen Sage. Why bother telling me any of your kind survived? Oh, Bayonetta.
He might not be a full Lumen Sage. He might be a half-breed Bayou, which is why he was also determined to be an Eye. Perhaps.
It might not be a he. It might not be a he.
But Lumen Sages were dudes.
But this might... If it's not a full Lumen Sage...
That's right.
Well, at least you're on a silent type. The last sage I met spent 20 minutes rambling on.
And that's a chick.
Yep, see?
It's a chick.
Told you.
You were right. And she's an eye. And she's the eye of light. And she's a bitch.
Well, damn
probably.
It. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Oh, wait, oh. My dad's not dead. All right, what? So if you played the first game and you find your dad, you realize that you, like, knocked the shit out of him. Supposedly, you thought you killed him. But evidently, you didn't.
But he's pretty banged up. He's looking all kinds of fucked up. So your daddy absorbed something. And is locking it in his body.
Yeah.
Why do people be offering their bodies like that? Like, I'll just house this great evil that no one will ever find.
What? What promise?
What promise? I put it in your mama. And she liked it.
Well, she did. She liked it.
She liked it enough.
But then she perished for it.
The white eye of light was lost from the world forever. Along with its possessor.
Okay.
The last of the Lumen Sages.
We thought the last of the Lumen Sage.
But apparently not.
Last of the Sage. But I received a bewitchment, so... Hooray!
What does it do? Oh, okay, so that's your map of everything you've done.
Yep. And records of time. So I do this.
Yep.
And let's start that. To the world of chaos. And I kind of like how the table is almost like a tarot reading.
Yes.
And you flip over the cards to go through your level.
But it seemed like the hand that flipped over the card might have been the hand of that weird hip-hoppy boy that we saw.
I have a feeling that it is.
I think so, too.
Who had the big inverted pyramid chain. It might be a
one
rapper.
Chain.
It could have been it
little chain.
Been, it might have been a little chain.
Inverted chain.
Inverted pyramid. I don't even know. But we got a loading screen. Good looking graphics.
Wow, that guy has a big neck.
He does have a big neck. That's kind of weird.
Looks like we're in New York, but I don't think we're in New York.
Nope.
Sega.
There's a
product
big
placement.
There you go. Throw it up.
Nintendo.
You know.
Product letting, placement.
Letting you know who
Platinum
brought,
Games.
Who brought you.
I called it.
Platinum. Of course. All the partners that made this happen. Team Little Angels.
Yuji Shigemura.
Shimamura-san.
So you've got Earth, we've got Purgatory, and we have... three worlds, so...
Alright, so we're in...
Wow, that guy's got a lot of presents.
Yeah,
I bet
does.
I know who that is.
Alright. So we're watching some news.
I think it's our cheeky sidekick guy. Yep.
Yep.
I remember that guy.
Oh, we're shopping.
I wonder where she gets her guns with heels. Her heels with guns.
Yeah, there's definitely.
Oh, he doesn't sound like Joe Pesci anymore.
I know. I miss that. So here's my thing. She's absolutely still. Like, cheeky Bayonetta, which I love.
But?
I really want this guy to sound more like Joe Pesci again. And the roses, like, all over the place on her outfit. I don't know. It just, it's like...
I mean, I feel like it's meant to be, like, a distraction from her actual self. Like, it's
yeah.
It's meant to be shocking to you that she's in all white. Like My Fair Lady-ing it up in apparently New York.
Or something like that.
I want the Pretty Woman theme song to just start playing. Pretty Woman.
I feel like that's what we're going for.
Who are you talking to? Oh.
But it's definitely a metro area. I mean, that could be Chicago. It could be New York.
You can't be California. There's snow.
Yep. Not Cali, because there's snow. We're basically getting some exposition of
what she's been doing since, you know, the last epic fight that she was in.
Where she destroyed her father. And oh, look, it's Jean.
It's Jean. Wow, talk about
and empowerment. Like, almost taking out his nuts. Bayonetta catching half of the presents. Jean catching the other half of the presents that he dropped. I like
they call her Jean in this.
Well, it's about time, because I thought that's what her name was. And I love the style of her hair being long.
I like her hair long too, but she's an Umber witch. She should have long hair. Even though she had short hair in the first game. It's like a nice switch between characters.
Yeah.
Sorry, that being.
And wasn't her hair short because it was tied up?
No, she wasn't using her full power. I think at the end of that game it grew longer. Because she is the true last Umber witch.
Gotcha. I do appreciate the strong adult language. Because it really wouldn't be a Bayonetta without it.
Ooh, I like her glasses.
Yeah, Tokyo Otaku Mode had the frames, but they were like $300 and something without the lenses in them. But it's those frames from this game that you can purchase. Little ominous that you could see in her shadow, her actual being shadow on the ground, and not just the shape of her dress.
Yeah. That shadow that we saw above them looked pretty
ominous.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Alright. Something's definitely gonna go wrong with those planes. Everybody's looking at them. The Platinum Stars! Crap!
I didn't even see your hat get blown off.
Alright. See you back home, Jean.
What party?
Why wasn't I invited?
I didn't get the Evite. I do like her in all red. She's like, I give zero fucks about the laws of the rules of the road.
I give zero fucks about any kind of foreshadow
traffic laws or bitch, whatever. Foreshadow bitch, what?
Yeah, there's a little bit. I will say the detail on Bayonetta's face is really sweet. Toy jet. He just wants a toy jet. Alright?
Why, when you could just get a real one?
I need to get to the point where I'm fighting. So can you just sell him a damn toy jet? So I can go to wherever I'm going, where shit's gonna blow up, and I'm gonna have to be badass. Because right now I'm not badass. Do you notice that there's his pin that's holding down his tie is the Platinum Games star?
Nice touch.
Yeah, nice touch. By the way, I'm not fighting anything yet.
That's pretty sad that we're, 8-10 minutes into the game and we got exposition.
And an exposition fight.
A little slappy fight.
Yeah.
No real consequence. And then a jet.
Hey, here comes a jet.
Straight.
Here comes a jet. Here comes a jet. Here comes the jet. Here comes the jet.
Stay cool, boy.
Stay cool. Yeah, that ribbon's not gonna help. Oh, look, but hey, I'm Bayonetta. Wait. Am I going to have to stop this jet?
It's not Sunday.
Yep, I stopped the jet. I'm on the jet. Oh, look! There's a bunch of angels. I'm about to fight a bunch of angels on this jet. Okay.
I got stuff on my dress!
Alright, third angel sphere. Acceptance from the Book of Angels. Or whatever the hell that book is called. Alright, so here we go.
Alright, can we fight now?
I'm about to fight. Looks like I do my little kissy symbol.
And you're going to go into...
Alright.
No, you're going to go into limbo.
Yep, here we go. Ooh.
Okay.
They just cut my clothes off?
She's now naked in heels.
Naked? Wait, I guess...
Pretty girl transformation.
With my hair.
Style.
Use my hair to cover my body.
I'm sorry, it just kind of looked like she had a dick.
Like, for a hot second, but only a hot second. And I'm
riding a magical pony.
I'm gonna slap his ass. Ooh, yep. He likes it. He likes it. He liked it. He liked
She's
it.
She's really enjoying that. Yeah, that yeah, just happened.
I can't even describe it. So
it was a slow motion shot of her bouncing on the.
And now I'm under the horse, kind of like Catherine the Great, but this horse does not have a penis. So.
And you're still not actually fighting.
I'm not fighting yet. All right.
Just saying.
Yep.
First encounter with baddies. Have not started fighting
yep,
yet.
Nope. That's right. You know, I'm just getting a sample of what the kind of things that I will be able to do here. Really
I mean, you're
soon.
In the first chapter of the game. You should fight by now.
I think I'm going to now this batch
now.
Yep. All right.
Oh, now we got a tutorial.
Hooray! Tutorial. We're only like 15 minutes into the game. So I can play using touch controls. And I can try that out to see if it suits me best or not. All right, so I can punch with my X. Hooray!
Beautiful.
It was beautiful. All right, I'm gonna punch again. Okay, now I'm gonna hit the minus. Let's go to the next one. I can kick with my A. All right, that was beautiful. Okay, so I can do a combo
with
where I
both
can
of those.
All right, so let's do the first one, which is punch, punch, delay, and punch. So punch, punch, and a punch. All right, that's a nice one where I end with a triple punch up that launches the character up. I can do four punch with a kick, so we'll give that guy a try. One, two, three, four, and a kick. One, two, three, four, kick. Oh, he exploded and turned into feathers. That worked, and let it generate a new one. All right, so we do a triple punch with a kick. One, two, three, and a couple kicks. Oh, that one launches him in the air, too. I like that. And, oh, hey, the ZL button. That gets involved somehow. ZL yeah, and a
forward
direction.
And, yep.
And a forward and a punch. So what does that look like?
Do it.
I'm trying.
Maybe it's a heavy. It put a mark on him.
It did. Ooh. I don't know what that was, but that was pretty. I want to do it again. All right, so we got some of those going on. All right, so I got a shot where I can fire away mid-air by holding down X or A. All right, so I got to hold X or hold A. So once I do a punch, if I'm still holding, I'll fire guns. And if I do a kick and I hold it, I'll still fire my guns. All right, tutorial. All right, ZR is my evade. All right, that was a beautiful evade. Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too. Okay, let's move along. Which time? Dodge the last possible second. Let's see. All right, which time? Which time? Yeah. Okay. Now, which time means that basically all of the enemies slow down. Which
for a small period of time.
Yeah, and that allows me to then really get off some powerful combos.
If you can nail them in that small
If you can
of time.
Nail them in the small window. I've never really been very good at that.
I'm pretty good, or at least I was.
All right, here we
I
go.
I can fight now.
I'm now fighting. Hooray! I make fight. Yvonne make basket. Mid-air combo. Love it. Moving back this way.
On top of a freaking jet.
Oh, I'm fighting on
and
a
no
jet.
No one knows.
I'm on a jet, up. Bitch.
What's Ooh, going on?
I just got a thing.
You got some money. Halo.
All right.
What you use to build up your stuff when you're in Inferno.
I got Halo.
Oh,
and
we're
going to
see our black
on
guy friend again.
Yeah, he was in the
He owns the shop.
He was in the damn opening. Did you not
yeah,
see
Yeah, I saw him, but
all right.
Don't forget to try to utilize your witch time, because you'll get more points for being able to
all right,
effectively
I'm going
to
try.
In it.
Here we go. Last second. Oh. Missed it. All right, here we go again. All right, we're going to try this again. Whee! Okay, which time? Here we go. Going with the combo. Blew him up. Got more Halo. Wow, oh, look, I have like little shitty
three,
guns.
You got
oh,
three,
they broke.
You got 3 seconds of fighting before another cutscene.
Yay!
I thought you were tired, so you
damn
needed
it,
a break.
All my damn guns are just breaking. I'm pissed as hell.
Maybe you should just get your guns from Inferno.
Obviously, I should only get my guns from Inferno. Because this store-bought shit just is not pulling
cutting
off.
It out.
Oh, is it the
it's
guy?
Santa?
It's the guy. No, it's the guy.
Oh. Ho, ho,
it's a
ho,
sales
motherfucker.
Guy in a Santa suit.
He's come to give Bandit a present.
He's come. Yeah. But I don't believe in Santa. Watch your mouth. Yeah, it's Rodan.
I'm a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Yep. He's come to give me some Christmas presents.
Called badass weapons.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Aw, the poor Joe Pesci guy. That's
he's not
Joe
even
Pesci.
Joe Pesci anymore.
He's more like Joe Piscopo, and that's sad. Cutscene. Looking at a cutscene.
Look at that lime green ride.
It's a beautiful ride. Riding towards danger, up the cop car. Yep, like it, like it. I like what you're doing here, Platinum Games. Alright. Running towards the jet.
Incoming.
Here comes the presents.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. In a heart-shaped box. Boom. That's more like it. Uh-huh. In my heels.
I wonder how long she practiced to do that. Because well, that's not something you could just do naturally.
Seeing as how she's a pixel character, she didn't do any practice.
Probably.
It was kind of a, I woke up like this.
I woke up like this.
He got a jet!
Alright, now you're ready to kick some ass.
Now I'm ready to actually do some Bayonetta style ass kicking. Here we go. Umbran Climax. Attack enemies and build my magic gauge, then use my built up energy to unleash amazing special attacks. That's
with
my L button. Yep, so that's my one button special as opposed to big combo special. Alright, so let's build this thing up.
But that means you can't take damage. That's how you build them up.
Yep.
So that's why Witch Time is very effective if you want to hit those big combos.
Yeah, or you could just button mash like a master motherfucker. Which, I am a master motherfucker. I don't know if you noticed. And again, you know, playing it on the easy climax, that makes that... Ooh, you bitch. Come here. Come here. I'm just going to do this triangle thingy. I'm going to do this triangle thingy. Yep, and then my foot goes down. Umbran Climax! Ooh, I ate the thingy with my dragon?
I don't know what it was.
I think that was a dragon? I'm pretty sure that was a dragon. Pretty sure it was a dragon.
And I love that when you're using your attacks that summon those hands.
Ooh,
or those...
ooh, I got a button mash, got a button mash, got a button mash. Okay. Almost missed that.
That when you're using your Umbran thing, like your hair comes back.
Yes.
You see the illusion of your long hair from the original game.
Yep.
Hey, look, your buddy's here.
Hi, Jean. We're fighting on jets. And there's the big,
you know,
serpent thingy.
These angels don't look very pretty to me.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think the angels are the things of light. I think they once were, and they got dark and twisted. I really... Ooh, Witch Time. That didn't last long.
No. I think it will grow over time. I think you'll build it up in the, level up screen.
Why turn into a butterfly?
Oh, you just missed the torture attack!
Oh, it's because it's moving too fast! I couldn't seize it! Alright, I got a green laurel.
That's for your health.
Yep. Alright, if you see another torture attack, let me know, because it moves really fast and I couldn't see it.
I think it was X and A together. But I'll keep my eye out.
Yeah, please do. Because right now, I just keep blowing these things. Oh, the fuck up. All right, that got really blurry, and I had no idea what the fuck just happened.
You might want to have to... You might need to adjust what your TV can see. Because I don't think it was meant to be that blurry.
Because that... I have,
that,
like...
Oh, see?
I got a Twitch attack.
You got it.
Oh, you're going in there.
Ooh,
oh, that
sexy.
Was nasty. I just destroyed that fucking horse.
As a Pegasus type being onto a treadmill.
It's more like a minotaur because it's like half angel, half horse.
And he
into
was on a treadmill
grinder,
that had
on a
grinders
grinder.
On the back.
Yeah. And I just grinded him up.
I wonder if we get any super sexy torture attacks like we did in
the
first
game.
Yeah,
that was really blurry too.
Yeah, you might need to adjust that on your TV because it's a little too much.
I need to jump. And I need to jump. Need to jump.
So it looks like there's going to be areas of time that which time is going to affect without you having to do it.
So you got some quick time events going on.
And apparently you get points halfway through something till the boss fight.
Alright, so boss fight. Belief.
So we had acceptance and belief in the first chapter of the game.
Oh, nice dodge. You like that? That was a good one. I was pretty proud of that one. I was not proud of that one, though. Umbreon Climax!
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot of
Michael Bay direction here with a lot of different angles.
There's another good witch time.
To show height and things at an angle to make things look bigger than they actually are.
Got another good dodge in. Some Umbreon Climax for you. With witch time? Yeah! What's up, motherfucker? Alright, so there's some non-stop going on for you. Oh, do a little.
Can you run down him? No.
No. It was ass whoop. Alright, that time I did not dodge it well enough, but that's okay.
I think you have to be careful, because I think if he knocks that train too much, you won't have a place to fight.
Yeah, I think that's the deal. Ooh, what the fuck
slime.
Is that green
shit? That looks gross. He, like, jizzed all over the back of that train. That was gross.
Alright, so I'm trying to take it to him here. Umbreon Climax in the witch time. Alright, continuing to take it to him.
I mean, the action is very, very high pace.
Oh, it's fast. It's definitely fast. Frankly, it's more fast-paced than any Devil May Cry game that I've played.
Yeah, I would completely and utterly agree to that. But looks like we've got another cutscene.
Yep.
Did you get everything? I got the caviar. You think they're still open? It's not Christmas without caviar. Let's finish this quickly.
I'm glad they're BFFs.
Right, so now I've got Jean fighting with me.
Yeah, but you know that she's not going to nearly do the amount of damage that she should. This is primarily your fight. That's just to make you feel less...
Oh, I got a wiggle thingy. Alright. There she is. No, she seems to be all up in that shit.
Yeah, but you do realize that any AI who fights a baddie with you, they're programmed not to do nearly as much damage as you will do.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you could just sit there and evade and have them do all the fighting for you.
Alright.
Punish.
Punish, punish! Yes! You deserve divine punishment. Alright, so I'm knocking all the pretty off of this angel. See, this again is one of the reasons why I think that they're not good. Umbreon Tears! With the climax and the thing and the hay and the what? Alright.
There's so much going on the screen.
I know, right? It's kind of hard to keep track of all of it. Alright, so I got my lock on going on. I got some... Climax! Climax! I saw it that time. Okay, here we go. I'm about to do my climax. I got my hair out.
There's her sexy pose.
In my sexy time pose. Here comes my dragon thingy.
Yep, that's your dragon from the first game. Your first major climax you got.
And... Oh, yeah, gigatons. Gigatons of damage. Just chewing and eating. Blood everywhere. There's just blood everywhere. And I bit him in half with my hair demon. Dragon.
Your hair dragon demon.
Oh, and you got a bronze medal because I took damage. Damn it.
I wonder how many verses are in each level. But look
what's
happening.
Going on with my hair demon? Why is he not in my hair anymore?
Because now he's just a demon. Yep.
Damn it!
Now you have to fight
I have to fight Gamora?
Yep. From Sodom and Gomorrah.
What in the natural fuck? And he knocked
her spirit out. And now it got dragged down to hell. And now you're going to have to go and fight the demons to get Jean's spirit back.
Oh my lord. What?
Holy fucking shit. Well then.
Alright, so yeah, I'm the left eye.
So you're darkness, which means
yep.
you gotta find light. And you have wings, yo.
Oh, because I'm pissed. My demon guy ate my best friend.
Wow. And now when you see the dragon up close, there's like a spiky demon head on top of the dragon. Yep. Lots of detail here. Way more than I think we would have seen in like the original Bayonetta game, in fact.
Oh, Sean.
You gotta go get her soul, man. And you got a gold for that.
I did.
Because it only took a little bit of damage.
Yeah.
Hi, bitch.
The bitch stole my Jean.
We don't know if that.
Wait. His revenge was with his desire. Oh. It's not a chick. It's a dude.
Oh.
Who destroyed love?
Wait. Who? Oh. Someone he loved?
Oh.
What? Ooh. I'm so confused. What's going
on? So, I think that might be the Aceus guy that we heard about.
Possibly. But I'm back at the Gates of Hell bar. I'm very sad. Once again, this is not animated.
Nope, they made this cut.
Dead witches get dragged to hell. It is what it is.
Well, I'm not really happy that Jean's in the Inferno, and I don't think that she was dead. Yeah,
bitch.
Rodan.
You let the cat to let that sort of summon go out of control, Bayonetta. Something's up.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, because I keep my summons in check, bitch.
She's pretty hot for a dead chick.
Don't touch her.
Don't fuck my dead friend, not Joe Pesci.
She's not dead, Enzo.
Yeah, Enzo.
She's right. You're really dead after your soul's been completely absorbed into another realm.
And her soul hasn't been completely absorbed, so. By the way, I'm just going
to
drink my drink.
So that
here.
Just means you have to go to hell and save her soul before it can be completely absorbed, and then she won't be dead anymore.
Yeah, no problem. Easy peasy.
I mean, that sounds like something you
boom,
could totally
boom,
do in
boom,
a Sunday.
Boom, boom, boom. Done. Did. Fwapwang.
I'll see what I can do about putting her on ice for a while.
Yeah, because we got to keep her body intact.
I mean, we got to keep it from, like, deforming and stuff.
Yeah. We're just going to take this thing off her chest, though. So you're going to need her heart.
Keep your kind alive in this world for eternity.
So.
Should keep her body in this realm stable. But you'll need to reunite this with her soul.
All right. So I got to take her heart.
Yep.
Back to her soul.
You have a full day.
I got
24 hours to get this shit done.
Run, bitch, run.
It's like, you wasting time. Let's go.
Enzo, you've got a jet, right? What?
No, 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 no. See? See?
No. Yeah,
today you're going to give
me a
jet.
It's the day that you helped me get my friend back, bitch. He's not real.
He's not real. Bayonetta, Santa's not real.
Oh, oh that high. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're convincing Santa?
I don't think that Rodan is.
I don't believe
Santa.
That at all.
I mean, the fact that he looks like Mike Tyson with even more facial tattoos somehow.
But he hasn't bitten anybody's ear off.
So. That we know of. That we know of.
True.
We don't really know Rodan.
So we got the prologue done.
Yep.
And I think it had 3 verses in it completely.
It did.
And you got a silver for the whole mission.
Yep. Got a.
Because you used no items.
I didn't use any items, and I did take some damage in the second piece of it. All right, so moving on to the second page, so we can see, I got because of the.
But your time was pretty good, and your combos were also just as good.
Yeah. All right, so that looked good. I got another bewitchment.
I think those are your
achievements. All right. right. Noah Toon, the City of Genesis. I think this is probably where we're going to end up meeting that,
Yes, I totally think, because he's wearing a bracelet that's very similar to that.
And
that's
see, here's Bayonetta now in the cut things, where we can work on our combos. Evidently, when I'm in air, I can do some ZL thingies. Alright. A lot of half-circle-y stuff going on here. Ooh, that was a nice one.
Well, what do you know?
That was a nice one, too.
I mean, it flows very well. Like, the high style does not seem to be taken up by the speed. Like, you're not...
No, it's definitely running very fast. There's no lag in my implementing of
commands. So, button mashing, while effective, I feel like ideally you're going to want to learn moves to get the most effective.
There's some key ones that you're definitely going to want to use. I think your generic button mashing and holding to continue to fire to back things off of you and give you some space are going to be important in the game. But you're going to want to learn some key damaging combos to get you to climaxes faster. And you really are going to want to master evading. So you're going to really want to pay attention to timing of any of the bosses that you fight.
Yeah.
So. I mean, can you talk about how ridiculously stereotypical Enzo is, though? Like, just for a second. He's not Joe Pesci, but trying to be Joe Pesci. And it's just not.
I just want to know how he knows.
He's already said forget. He's already said forget about it 6 times.
I thought seven.
Seven. Seven. He said it. Seven. 7 times.
So
forget about
it. I just want to know how he has all this information.
Because that's what he does. He's an information broker. That's what he did in the first
game. So I think the Umber Witch had some not Umber Witch, the Sage. Possibly no. You know?
I think that Bayonetta's father probably wasn't the only Lumen Sage that ever fell in love with a witch.
Probably not.
And that's how the eyes were created. They weren't the only ones. Because they talked about, you know, how when that happens, they didn't allow that kind of love. It probably was another...
Somebody else who did it in secret. And the Umber Witch got taken out. Possibly. Because that Lumen Sage was like, I want to know who killed my love.
Yeah.
He wants vengeance. And now, 48 minutes, and we get the title screen after the first
chapter. Hooray!
They like to push tutorial levels further and further,
I think. It was a good tutorial level because it really pushed the emphasis on evading and getting at least a couple of basic combos down. But now we're flying to a mountain. By a mountain. That gives Enzo the
heebie-jeebies. So you drink while you fly. That's smart.
Except his flask is empty.
Because you're going to encounter a fight, silly boy.
Silly Billy. By the way, I just want to point out that Bayonetta is, in fact, flying this plane with her legs. Just putting that out there.
Sorry, Enzo. This is where I get off.
Get off.
And away Bayonetta goes, blowing a kiss as she does.
And it's broken.
And it's broken.
Oh, you comedic character, you.
What does that squirrel have on jewelry?
I think that's the thing. I think that's the boy.
Yeah, I think that's the boy,
I think he has the ability to change his shape.
Shapeshift. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. Good-looking city in front of a mountain.
Whatever happened to the hot guy who was chasing Bayonetta in the first game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because, I mean, he was all about trying to get up in that jelly.
No, he wasn't trying to get up in the jelly. Look, now, my shadow is a butterfly.
Yep. I wonder
my
if
shadow
that's,
is a butterfly. That's why I say I don't think I'm the light. I don't think I'm...
I think
move
you're
the, quickly
I,
with the panther within. Press and hold L.
Hold L and press RZ twice.
Oh, run like panther.
But I think depending on your boots, your shadow might change.
I entered the water, because there's water here.
Like, I think...
And it doesn't bother me. Let me check.
But no, I totally think your weapons have something to do with what your, the little imprints that come off of your shoe are about.
Yep.
That's why your shadow, I think, is different here. Right. So when you change those, I think your shadow will look different.
And we've corrected a book here.
Fragments of Memory.
Let's view the fragments of memory.
Saw someone escaped what?
I don't know. Let's see.
Let's read it. Strange events sometimes work their way into our everyday lives. Stories abound. Flashbacks from places you have no memory of. A kid who suddenly starts speaking a foreign tongue or a voice in your head that ends up saving your life. That's happened to me. The list goes on and on. These are said to happen when people come in contact with the remnants of memory left in the world of God. The God of the human realm had special eyes that could see all existence and happenings across the earth. They could see the fate of whomever they gazed upon, their present, past, and future, everything. God loved the human world, and his kind heart began to feel sadness for mankind. He decided to commit to memory every detail of their fleeting lives, almost like you take a photo. He ended up doing it so much that eventually even he forgot about them, and these records were left scattered across the earth. These are known as the remnants of memory. They usually can't be seen or felt, but the truth is these memories could be anywhere. You could be standing within God's memories right now. Pwom, pwom, pwom. So, okay. Look at all crevices and nooks and crannies to find things about the fleeting lives of mankind.
Okay. Or don't. Blow things up.
Or don't. It's totally up to you.
Yep. I'm going to walk through this wall of water. Oh, would you look at that?
Another book fragment that apparently was visible. Oh, seal time.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to go blow things up, though.
Okay.
All right. So the camera is super sensitive.
Yep. I think that's something that you might be able to manipulate
in the options and controls. I'm walking through water right now.
Well, you're special.
Yep. It's not bothering me any little bit.
Oh, look. Things to blow up.
Things do blow up.
Under the sea. Oh, nice evade.
Thank you.
Get him. That doesn't seem to be hindering your movement either.
Nope, not at all.
I mean, you couldn't even really tell necessarily that's water except for a few bubbles that come out of Bayonetta's mouth. Like, I think your motion in the water would also create some, but apparently this is thing. Magical water. Yeah, step on it.
I'm going to enter.
Oh, it might be a trial thing.
Enter Muspelheim.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do a little practice.
I entered
Muspelheim. I have a feeling that I didn't want to enter Muspelheim.
Welcome to Muspelheim, the land of origin and gathering place of true warriors. Here you can test your skills with different challenging battles. Yep.
Yep.
Fulfill each battle's victory conditions to receive more rare rewards. There are no penalties for losing, so you may repeat the challenge as many times as you'd like.
Fantastic.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Fan-fucking-tastic. The details on my hair feathers are kind of impressive.
You only
deal damage during witch time. All right, so I have to evade.
In order to do damage.
Yep.
Up.
I missed that one.
And. Nope. There we go. Now deal it. You gotta get them to attack you.
Yep. I received a bewitchment.
War on all planes. And you got a piece of something.
And I got a piece of things.
Go get it!
Alright, so let's go over here. And I got a broken moon pearl. If I get all the pieces, my magic will go up.
Yep. And you only need one more piece.
Yep. Alright. So let me go ahead and exit out of here. Ooh, that was nice. see that.
Oh, it might be the your outfit actually that determines what your shadow looks like, because those your hair feather things turn into wings during certain attacks.
Yep, my hair feathers. I got hair feathers.
I feel like you should be showing more attraction that you're in water, but I know it's, like, magical water and whatever.
It's magical water, and I'm a magical girl. Like,
it's infused with magic.
Because it's magical and, like, some junk or whatever.
But, like...
I seem to be back at where I started, but...
I think you're supposed to, like, go down there.
But I was down there, though.
And go the other way?
So, like...
Or...
See? Oh, I was okay. Down here.
All right, then.
And then I went... Like, down there, but if I go up here, maybe if I go around, like...
Maybe over there?
Because that's where I came.
In the back, there might be a way to walk through.
But there's nope. Not.
That's weird.
So, I went this way instead.
That makes more sense.
But then I got to over here.
And it wouldn't let you thing. Maybe you gotta go the other way.
But we just came from
I know, way. But maybe. Like.
So, like, I came down here.
Can you go over there?
So, this is where I fought all the things.
Is there another way?
I came
way
down from there.
Can you go down?
I don't think that there's a down.
No, I don't
no,
think.
No, there's not a down either.
Like, there's nothing glowing or oh up there go to that thing. I think that's a chest for you to open.
I just like fell or some junk.
What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. So I opened the chest
and it gave you green lollipop. It gave lollipop.
That's awesome.
Okay, great.
So but that's still not a door. Oh, hey, there's
why
some
are you
stairs.
Glowing?
Because I'm a witch and I glow.
You weren't glowing before.
I was always glowing. You just didn't recognize it because I'm a witch or whatever.
No, that's clearly not it.
Yeah, clearly.
And look, now you're no longer in the thing. And look, I think you're going to get demons now.
I think so. I think there's going to be
some demons. Or you're going to get a bad guy.
Yeah, there's going to be a bad guy.
Or Rodan?
Said I don't get paid
yep.
This shit. But in an end, I found that daddy wasn't coming back. It made me stay all the way through death.
Aww.
Don't pretend you weren't delighted. I hear Enzo's wife.
By the way,
I just want to know, Enzo's married? Damn good. I give you that. Forget about it.
Okay, so I gotta tell you, it's more Bayonetta, and that's not a bad thing.
No, clearly not.
Like, really and truly, I'm gonna give you the controller to play this next section here.
Like,
But it's straight up Bayonetta.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. The language is there. The hypersexuality is there. Quick pace, fat action. It looks good. Oh, you can get in my business. She just straight up shot at Rodan.
Wait, I just want to say that he was like, I'm not trying to get up in your business, but don't come crying to me when shit goes wrong, but I'm here to help you.
Yeah, but it's a little complicated. He's a little complicated. Why he gotta go and wait? So that's where you go, I think, to get to, the, like, his store.
Yeah. So let me get a grounding for what I should be doing. Alrighty.
You find
well,
like a
maybe we should
butterfly.
Try to level up some of our shit while we're here.
I don't know that I have anything to level up. I don't
your,
know that I have
your
enough
gums?
To no, I mean, I don't know that I have enough stuff to level up.
Okay.
But you could try to take a look and see what was there, but... The water looks gorgeous.
Yeah. Like, water and fire are the hardest things for...
And when you hit it, like, you do full displacement. Oh, hey!
Okay.
No, you gotta go towards the broken stuff. Stop trying to be a pretty butterfly.
I like the pretty butterfly thing.
So we've dropped down again into the water, which I have a feeling keeps going from moving to not moving. Yeah. So I'd say it kind of moves in a serpentine manner.
So let's see. I clearly can't go through the door.
Why not?
Because, no.
Or you could clearly go through it.
Or I could. I was half anticipating that,
You can break, vases and whatnot for Halo.
When in doubt, try to break everything.
Yep. Oh, hey, look, you got a butterfly. What's that do?
Revise me.
Yep.
Revise my magic.
You're
oh, that's
definitely...
right, I'm in limbo right yep. now. Unicorn horn. I heard that's good for penis restoration. What's that?
That's a chest that's in limbo. So, or... Yeah.
A number and resting place where which existed in the past.
Yeah.
I'll have to collect each of the broken pieces while this remembrance of time is visible. Ugh.
So that piece...
One, two,
that piece, that three, piece, four. And that piece.
All right.
Go get them.
Ah, time five nuggets! No! Time is not something Amanda is good at, ever!
Time race. That's get it. One. Go down. There's two. Pretty sure. Yep. There's three, and then you gotta go up for four.
Yep.
Come on.
Ah, balls.
There you go. Now you gotta go up again.
I can't. Ah, balls, Zach. Come on. Oh, there. They want me to run up on this thing.
Yep.
Come on, bitch tits. Get up.
Why?
I can't.
Jump the thing, and then jump again, and then...
I can't
You keep
grab.
Hitting the ledge.
There we go. Oh, I almost had it! Come on. Thank you. No! No, no, no!
Jump up. It's to the right. You can make it. Come on.
Oh, bitch!
Wrong
fuck.
Jump!
I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
With 2 seconds
fucking
left.
Fucking spare. I got it. That
Now
sucked.
You can go and break it and get the thingy.
Yeah. Nice. Nice, wonderful,
nice game. To the right.
No, but there was a thingy over here when I ran by, so I want to break that. Oh, well, it'd be nice if I was actually hitting it. Thank you. Thank you, Halo.
Get your loots.
All right, now, all right,
now go break the other one.
So I wonder if I... Oh!
You took too long.
No!
And you ran through the thing
no!
to start the cutscene.
No!
Yes.
Exit!
No. This is the first time you see it. You can't exit.
Well, then I'll beat them up and then I'll go get it.
Yep. Now remember, ZR is your evade. Oh, wait. Look, there's
oh,
the
look,
dude.
There's the boy. Who I bet might be the eye. Or he's something that helps you find the eye.
What? He took all those guys down with one thing.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god, he looks, that thing looks like Yu-Gi-Oh's Millennium Puzzle.
What? Yep, he's the one turning over the cards between the levels. Because that's his weapon.
Yep. And he's clearly not a sage.
He also has a British accent.
What's up?
Look, he's like Justin Bieber, but with white eyes. Kind of like Bayonetta. So maybe he is the eye.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Bitch.
You'll have to do better than that to earn a ticket.
Vagina scary. Oh, he doesn't remember stuff.
So, are we heading to Thimblevenger on a shopping trip for money, little one?
Maybe. She told me never to talk to strangers.
Ooh, cheeky.
Stay out of my way, or I'll make sure you can never get in it again.
rescue.
Off with their heads, eh? Damn it. They must have heard me.
Yep, so I'm guessing he's an eye.
I don't know.
I'm an eye. People don't just randomly show up in Purgatorio.
True that.
Just saying.
But remember, there's that other Umber Sage. The Umber Sage that we're going to have to deal with, too.
No, Umber Witch and Lumen Sage.
Lumen Sage. Alkalade!
Alkalade! Take it to him!
Aw, oh, fuck, bitch.
Torture!
Too much going on!
Torture! Oh, love it. Torture! There it is. Ooh, So that was like torture? Torture? Yep. So that's basically like a bear trap in midair that has teeth that bites them in half. By the way, I know you didn't see it because you got too much going on, but you literally just kicked that Minotaur directly in the asshole.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. You put your heel directly in his asshole. Alright. Don't forget, you can also pick up their weapons.
Yep.
Torture!
Yeah.
See? And then if you go over there, you hit Y by the weapon. You can pick up the weapon and use it against them. Nice evade. You can also use the environment, as it turns out. All the times against them. That's kind of impressive. You could use... Yeah, that one registered that witch time a little late. But it did register it. So Panda's basically just taking it to this entire room full of baddies. Torture. Alright. And into the grinder. For your final total there. And it looks like you got
A record.
Don't forget that thingy.
I won't. I'm going to get this first.
Alright, so it's a golden LP that has voices of angels on it. And some sort of silhouette drawn upon the surface. Don't know what it is. Pretty much sure that you can play it in the store when you're in the store.
Oh, you can kind of glide with that.
Yeah.
Destroy all the things.
Destroy all the things. Get all the halos. All right. You got a red thingy, a broken witch heart. Gathering four of those, extend your life bar. Alright. But yeah, totally fucking feels like just Bayonetta, right?
It's Bayonetta.
Which is awesome. And like the detail that's in the wings is amazing to me. Oh look, there's a book.
Yep.
There's a book for you to get.
Relics.
About relics. And you could view it.
But, nah, thanks.
I bet you have to go through that door.
Yeah, but I thought that also gave me a prompt.
Yep. Much like the moon's effects, I feel my magic power increasing as I approach the object. I may be able to control gravity with this, even during the daytime.
What?
Yep. Oh, look at that. And you jump through it, and now you're walking up the fucking building.
Oh, and now I get to fight more things.
More fights for more things. Oh, there's that big fucking dude with the sword again. Oh, his head is in the sword. His head is in the sword. See, they're looking for the kid. I think he's the eye. And that maybe his mom, who told him not to, you know, talk with strangers, is an Umbra witch.
Maybe. Alas, I digress. Let's fight!
So, yeah. So, you're about to take on Valiance. One of the first sphere cherubs. He don't look really cherubic to me. Alright, get dancing. Remember, dodge is your friend. Umbran climax. Oh yeah, take it to him. Cause those climaxes do some decent damage. I feel like evading is much easier to pull off in this one than previous Bayonetta. Agree, disagree?
Well, I mean, I'm constantly just leaving one of my fingers right at...
Ooh, hit his head into the... Yeah. So you literally knock his sword out and his head, like, flops around in the sword for you to fight until he picks it back up. That's fucked up. Also kind of cool. You also just sliced him in his butthole. There's a lot of, literal kicking of ass in this game.
Yes.
I kind of like it, though. Also, another good evade. But I mean, like, timing-wise. Like, I always fought getting the timing right between enemy and enemy in the previous game for evades. But this, I felt... Climax! Oh, here we go.
But watch. I'm sure every time you fight something really serious... One of your things is going to convert back, and you have to fight them, too.
Exit. I'm literally stabbing him down the neck with his own fucking sword head. Holy mother. I killed him with his own head. And by I mean
ooh,
you.
Ooh, platinum.
Nice platinum.
Hell yeah.
There's a bird. It's glowing red. You missed it.
Oh, you have to sneak up on him.
Yep.
Fuck you, bird.
Alright, got you another green lollipop thingy. Good times.
Good times. Alright then, so I think this is where we're going to,
slow up on the bird, slowly reach the bird, and get the bird!
Ah, no!
That was not the Y button!
That was the shoot button.
Alright, anyway. And you did not get the bird.
It's gonna come back.
And the bird is back.
I'm just gonna put my finger on Y.
And you're just gonna slowly walk towards the bird. Like, nothing's going on right now. And now you're gonna catch it. Alright, so you capture Umbran Crows throughout the game to receive stamps that you can use on the Miiverse. And I couldn't read the rest of it because Panda hit the button.
I got one for Gene and I got one for me.
Phenomenal. So, ultimately, here's the deal. Bayonetta 2, fantastic Bayonetta outing. Totally, I'm going to tell you guys right now, totally worth buying the Wii U for me. My opinion, the whole reason why I bought the Wii U was to play this game because it was an exclusive to the platform.
It's the whole reason I let her buy a Wii U so that we could play this game.
And I got to tell you, I made the right decision. It's a great game. It's totally fun. It will actually eat into some of my Destiny time.
Some.
Yeah, like not all of it, but some of it. Like for real. It's super fun, and it's so just over-the-top crazy, but the action is what I really like. It's so fast-paced. Yes, there's a lot going on, and there's a couple of instances
where
there's
some really frame blurry, rate so things really are kind of weird, going on.
And I don't know if that's just my Wii U settings or the game settings. I'll play with those and let you know what I come up with, but Bayonetta 2 does not disappoint. So if you've got a friend who loves action games and has been missing and like feeling the absence of a good action game from their lives... And I'm not talking about the definitive collection for Tomb Raider. I'm talking about There's a Hole in My Soul that was left by Devil May Cry or something like that.
This will completely patch that hole up.
Yeah, as long as I've got a Wii U. If you own a Wii U, you need to own Bayonetta. There, I said it.
You said it.
Panda, your thoughts?
Maximum climax fun time. Yay.
So will you be coming down to play some?
Yeah.
She said, actually lying to my face.
No, okay, I might not come down to play it here, but I will play it because we'll be playing Destiny a lot of the time. We'll be
playing Destiny a lot of the time.
So, not until I get to a certain place in Destiny will I have any free time, because I'm on the grind, unlike you, who's not
on. No, I'm on the grind.
But you're not on as much of a grind as I am. I'm still
in the rear. I'm working on my alt.
I'm still in the rear.
I got a squishy warlock who's only 5. You could lead me through missions to help me level.
I could. Yeah. And how would I? Yeah.
You fucking liar. I'll help you finish getting your light. But I gotta tell you, absolutely love it. I will be playing Bayonetta probably 2 or 3 times all the way through just to get through the story, because it's just so over the top, unbelievable, crazy. So
it's amazeballs.
It really is. It really is.
I mean, I think for me so far, the only detraction is probably those moments where you definitely want to see all the action that's happening, and when your TV's not set to the proper, setting, it does get blurry, and you're missing out on stuff, because, I mean, everything is highly stylized for the purpose of being seen. So when you lose that sight, you're losing out on everything that they were intending to show in their game.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of detail that's gone into every angel, every animation, and at times I feel like I lose track of it, just because, one, it gets a little blurry, or two, there's so much going on the screen that it's hard to keep my eye fixated on the thing that I want to see versus the thing that's closest to me moving.
I kept losing the freaking narration, and there's text on the screen, but everything else is going on that I'm not reading or really listening to the dialogue. I'm kicking so much ass that it detracts from the story, which there is one.
Yeah.
You know, that you want to know.
And it'll be interesting to see how co-op works. And
Well, we will never find that out because I do not have a Wii U.
But I'm sure that I gotta know at least somebody who owns a Wii U to give it a shot. But
my Biffle does. And he is going to get Bayonetta 2.
Well, so there when I'm at
the Casa de Biffle, we could play co-op together.
There we go. And we'll give it a shot, and we'll let you know how that all works out on our website, www.egmnow.com. That's where you'll find our news, reviews, previews, all that wonderful stuff. You'll find our podcast, as always, at our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You'll also find the podcast in the iTunes store, either via the desktop application or on your mobile through the podcast application by searching for Electric Sisterhood and subscribing. We're also in the Microsoft Store. We're also on Stitcher Radio. And we're also on Vogue Network. You'll catch our show right before Anime Jam Session. So make sure on Tuesdays that you check that out, as well as checking out some of the other great entertainment and shows over at VogueNetwork.com. For the rest of the week, there's all of our team members that contribute to all their niches of geekery that we think are amazing. Starting with new episodes of the No Borders, No Race podcast on Tuesday, hosted by our homeboy, King Baby Duck. If it's indie, music, movies, theater, entertainment of any kind, trust us, KBD is talking about
it. He is slathering it all over his ham sandwich.
Make sure that you check it out. On Wednesdays, if you like bass in your face, then you're going to love Geek Aggro, hosted by our homeboy Deuces Wild. If it's trap, if it's EDM, if it's the stuff to make you wiggle, maybe make you giggle, it's definitely on Geek Aggro on Wednesdays. And on Thursdays, if you've got issues,
he's got issues,
y'all can have issues together. The Issues Guy Issues Program, call in live show, be part of the YouTube stream. It's absolutely fantastic. It's so random. It's so good. So make sure that you're a part of that. And for the rest of the week, keeping your nerd needs satiated, make sure that you're hitting us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. You can ask us questions, check out all the stuff that we're keeping track of, commenting on, sharing things that give us the giggles and lulls, all that wonderful shit, as well as our Twitter feed, which is at ESH News, where we share all the news that's going on in the industry, all the stuff that we're writing, brand new podcast episodes, chitty chat, and all that good stuff. Make sure that you're following us, because we will be announcing our giveaway for Bayonetta 2, where you can get a copy of the game.
You don't want to spend money? You don't have to. You just have to win.
Let us hook you up. Because the broke bitch times are upon us all. So with that, I'm going to turn to my sister and say, hey, yo, sis.
Hey!
What shit are you digging this week?
Bayonetta 2?
Yeah, that's an easy one.
And eating.
That's also an easy one.
What about you?
Obviously, Bayonetta 2, I'm digging that.
How about eating?
I also dig eating. It's one of my favorite pastimes. I'm also going to throw out there customized gear.
Okay.
So there's some great new services out there to create custom skins for your gaming devices, including your controllers. And it's about time for us to do a round of customizations, because I've got three black systems looking at me going, we don't all have to be black.
I know. Somebody could be purple.
Somebody could be purple. If only you had the time. So customization, whether it's shoes or gear and all that kind of stuff, I'm just digging it. So as always, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next time, guys.
See you later.
Bye.